And welcome to the show, my very special guest. Some know him as maybe an admin officer, you know. Some know him as a contestant on Gladiators, one of the finalists, yeah. And some may also know him as a wrestler. The one, the only, Wesley Enserico. How are you, sir?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. As you know, it's been a hectic weekend, but we're still here, we're still standing.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome, awesome. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you how it went, how the final went. I'm not going to do anything like that. No. I'm going to ask you, though, what are the Gladiators like behind the scenes?
Oh,
you get to mix them or anything, or
to me they're brilliant. I'm inspired by athletes all shapes and sizes, and they are. Even if I wasn't on this show, I'd be watching this religiously, and I'd be studying all these guys. Oh, what do they do? So it's been amazing to see them, just seeing how much food they put away. that's what I was impressed at most, and they're all. The one thing, they're all really nice backstage, really friendly. You can get on with them if you bump into them in the corridor. They've got nice things to say, words of encouragement. But oh my, you see the switch in their eyes when the whistle goes. You can tell they're full-time athletes, just something different comes. The face just changes completely. You're like, oh no, this is real.
Because you started off in the quarterfinal, if I'm right, didn't you?
Yes, yeah.
You was a replacement for someone else who had to drop out due to injury, didn't they?
Yeah, Finlay Burkitt, absolute warrior. He unfortunately damaged his knee.
Oh dear. It's only about that, is it? Let's be honest. You know,
it's so physical. Like, if anyone's been watching from start to finish, there's quite a list of injuries at the minute, and obviously I was all patched up and. I had makeup on, so you couldn't see any of my injuries, but I'm feeling it out there.
I bet you are. What are Barney Walsh and Bradley Walsh like? Because I've met Bradley Walsh in person. This is many moons ago. Plasto's train station, the co-founder of Radio V75 said to me, look, it's Bradley Walsh. No, he turned, oh, mate, how am I? I'm fine. And sure enough, it was. So what are they like?
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. They're really good at, like, I wouldn't say coaching, but just like good mentors and giving advice backstage. You know, they can tell that you're a bit stressed about and you didn't do well in an event, and you could tell they was there to help us in the interviews, help us through. Yeah. They were on our team. They told us from the start, we're on your team to help you get through this. So I felt that, and it was great to have some familiar faces every time you come off an event.
And what was it like doing the events, though? What were the crowd like and everything?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. I think that was the pro wrestler in me. I've said in a few interviews that I remember back to being a kid in Sheffield Arena, getting goosebumps as I saw Drew McIntyre come out. I remember. I've still got the ticket stub somewhere. It's when he used to have his old music. I don't know if you remember that one. I remember he came out, and I remember where I was sat. I remember sitting there thinking, I got goosebumps. I must have been 14, 15. And I remember thinking, I want to perform in Sheffield Arena one day. Obviously, I meant that as a wrestler, but here we are all these years later, and I've snuck in.
And you're in the final, Gladiators. Like, how's that feel?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. As I say, I was a standby. So. Yeah. When I was sat there backstage, I was, you hear it, it sounds cliche, I was just genuinely happy to be there.
Oh yeah, I felt like
a kid at Christmas. You know, we walked in the arena and it was all set up. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I just thought, you know what, I'm getting a VIP behind the scenes look at it all. So when I'm watching it on the telly in a few weeks, I'll be like, oh, I remember that. And then hear it, wow. When he said finalist, it took a while for it to sink in. I'll be honest, it's been a bit surreal. I don't know when it will sink in, maybe in a few months.
Yeah, absolutely. how did you get involved with the series Gladiators? Did you sort of apply to be a contestant, or what sort of inspired you to go for it?
I think my my family always want me to apply for things like this because they know I'm into wrestling. They're like, oh, do you want to do this? Like Ninja Warrior, all this stuff, various TV shows. Mm-hmm. Always been a massive fan of Gladiators. Like, I fished out some photos of me playing with some of the Gladiators toys at Christmas. obviously, I loved the wolf.
Yeah.
Everyone did, I think. So I applied to be a gladiator, thinking, oh, this is a dream come true. This could parlay perfectly into pro wrestling. They just gave me a call saying, I think I applied a little too late and they'd already got their gladiators by then. Asked if I wanted to come down to do a tryout to be a contender. I was just about to go on holiday, actually, to see a friend in Malaysia. So I thought, you've caught me on the perfect weekend, because otherwise I'd have been busy wrestling, so I wouldn't have been able to go down. Went down, had the time of my life. Got a phone call when I was on the runway, going to Malaysia, just asking if I could record some more stuff of myself in the gym for the tryout. And I was like, oh no. I said, luckily I picked up that phone call, otherwise I probably wouldn't have got that message until however many hours it took to land.
Yeah.
So I got that done and here we are. I was a standby and I didn't know how many of the injuries there were going to be. So I trained with a few of the contenders. They're all fighting fit. I was like, oh, these guys are great. They're going to make it all the way. So we were cheering them on all the way. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I mean, there must be some sort of camaraderie backstage, like between the contenders and the gladiators, and they sort of cheering each other on and stuff like that, isn't there? There's got to be.
Oh, I think that's been the best thing about it. Coming from pro wrestling,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know about the politics and you have cliques and all this. Yeah. Obviously, you get on with a lot of people in wrestling. And I thought, oh, I wonder if it's going to be like this, because I've never been on any TV show. So I thought, mm-hmm. oh, I wonder if it's going to be a bit more cutthroat than wrestling. But honestly, when we all bumped into each other, I remember in the lobby in the hotel, everyone was so friendly. And then everyone's like saying, oh, I play Ultimate Frisbee, I do CrossFit, I do badminton. I'm like, wow, look at this wide range of sports. Got on with them all. We've all been messaging each other constantly during the whole episode. We've all got a big WhatsApp group. A few of us have met up now and then for food, or we've gone to the gym together. So I think it is one of them things where it's friends for life. You're going to bump into them one day in Asda or something, you'll probably end up chatting for half an hour.
Yeah, we've all done that, haven't we? Let's be honest. Yeah. What made you get into pro wrestling then?
Always been a fan as a kid. Always mm-hmm. been a fan. I'd love to know. I've got an inkling of what my first thing I ever watched was. I think my mum knew that we were into wrestling. My mum, not knowing much about the scene, she went and rented a VHS tape of Texas Tornado.
Oh yeah.
And that is still in our family. I've still got that VHS tape now.
Wow.
And apparently I used to watch that every day after school. And then I was born in Uganda. I don't mm-hmm. know if many of your viewers are aware. I was born in Uganda, so I lived in Uganda as a kid, then moved to Kenya in East Africa. And then when I moved over to England, so obviously we're watching wrestling, so we've put the TV on, and I've seen Ugandan warrior come out, Kabbalah.
Wow.
So I think that's left an imprint on my head, because if other kids are watching that, they're thinking, oh, Ugandan warrior, what's this? This must be some mysterious place. And I'm like, oh, Uganda, that's where I was born. So I'd love to, if we had camera phones then, love to have seen my reaction of seeing the Ugandan giant come out, having probably had a Uganda t-shirt on as I was watching it. Always loved it. At university, I had wrestling posters on my wall. And then someone saw me wearing a wrestling t-shirt when I graduated. We were just out for a meal, and they said, oh, I'm going to a wrestling school next week. Do you want to come with me? I'm a bit nervous. So I went with them. The wrestling school made us do loads of fitness, squats, mm-hmm. running, press ups, and my friend didn't really like it. He didn't like the fitness, and to be honest, I loved the fitness. I'm there for it. I was I was ready for more. So I said, you know what, I'm going to come back next week. I like that. And 13, 14 years later, I'm still going strong.
Oh, wow. If you had a choice of people you could face, past or present, live or dead, whatever, who would you most like to face?
I'd love to wrestle loads. I don't know if I've seen a few people have cottoned on. They've been tagging me in a few things that all my bios on social media say I just want to wrestle Kofi Kingston. wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah. I've thrown it out into the universe. I've had that bio for a while. So obviously Kofi Kingston's there. With him being the first African-born WWE champion, I thought, why, that would be epic. Me being born in Uganda, him going out one-on-one while he's still wrestling. That'd be a dream. Obviously some of my idols who aren't wrestling, like Triple H was one of my biggest favourites. Booker T, D'Lo Brown, The Rock, the list goes on and on. I've been lucky enough to have been able to wrestle quite a few of British wrestlers that I've always wanted to wrestle.
Wow.
Your Rampage Browns, your
Kirby's. Yeah.
There's a few I'd like to... You know, I'm not known as a high flyer, but I've just seen recently that Will Ospreay posted, he retweeted, and I think he helped out Soft Ground Wrestling in Uganda.
Wow. Now, I know Will Ospreay pretty well, and I didn't know that. I must admit, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, I've just received. I just saw something online, and I'm sure I've seen something saying he bought them a wrestling ring.
Wow!
And if that's true, that's absolutely amazing. I've been in touch with them because I've told them when I go over to Uganda, I'd love to come down to their school and help out any way I can. And I've seen Will Ospreay saying he wants to wrestle there one day, and I'm like, for me, that's Will Ospreay does loads for the wrestling scene as it is.
Yeah.
He's just shown again that he's doing it for wrestling in Uganda, my hometown. So it's like, wow, I've got mad respect. He shot up to the top of my wanting to wrestle him list. he's just under Kofi Kingston now.
All right, speaking of wrestlers, who would you put on your Mount Rushmore of wrestlers?
Oh, wow. I've never been asked that. You could have prepped me.
Sorry, but
Are you the same? Where it always changes for you, depending on what?
There are one or two constants, but it always changes, you know. So yeah,
I know who. I look at it sometimes with like who would go on when you look at the whole history of wrestling. But if I'm being biased, I'll go off people like who've inspired me in wrestling.
Yeah.
For me, it would have to be... Oh, it would have to be The Rock would have to be on there. Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And then... Oof. Just because of pure entertainment that I've received over the years, Ric Flair. And the last one changes all the time. but it would probably have to be Hulk Hogan.
Okay, yeah. I can see that, yeah.
Just the entertainment they've given me over the years.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can make an argument for Undertaker, that everyone, can't you? John Cena,
name it.
Daniel Bryan, wow. So many.
Now, what would you say to people who want to get into wrestling, for instance? Like, would you say go to wrestling schools, or what would you say?
Yeah, definitely, definitely get into wrestling schools. There's so many wrestling schools. Just make sure you do your research and make sure that you've seen at least some decent wrestlers come out of that school, or it looks a decent facility. And I think a lot of youngsters get trapped in staying in one school and not moving around a lot, whereas I learnt the most by going to as many seminars as I can. So any international wrestlers that came over, I'd jump on their seminars. You your David Taylors, your Samoa Joes, your AJ Styles, just travelling about, getting to as many seminars as I can. And one thing not to neglect is the gym.
Yes.
Yes, it might be predetermined. Yes, we might be working together, but too many times people turn up to wrestling and think that that 10, 30, 40 minutes of fitness you might get at wrestling school is enough to get by. Unfortunately, it's not the case. You need to be, when you're starting out, you might be working out 4 times a week. It gets to the point where I'm training 6 times a week now, and I'm not even at the, I'm not even at my peak at the minute, just due to a few injuries. So, make sure you're training, eating smart, wrestling, homework, and just make sure you love it.
Yeah.
Don't do it if you want to be a millionaire. just make sure you love it. I don't know if you've seen with me, even when I'm getting beat up at Gladiators, I've got a smile on my face. Like, I just enjoy performing, entertaining, physical contact. So for me, I just love it.
Nice, nice. Now, fun enough, you mentioned about going to gym. That it does. A question that often comes up in people when they talk about wrestling, they say it's fake. And speaking as a fan, first and foremost, I always say, if you think it's so fake, why don't you get in the ring and take a few bumps and slaps and chops and that, and then tell me it's fake, you know? Because you're right, people do get injured. You know, it's a physical contact sport. Yeah, all right, fair enough, there are storylines, I accept that, but I enjoy it for the athleticism of it all, you know?
Oh, 100%, yeah, like let's look at some of the biggest Marvel and such, how much money have they made, and I'm pretty sure Iron Man's not out there flying around. it's all entertainment.
Exactly. It's pretty much a live film, isn't it? It's a live action. Isn't it? You know.
Yeah. You'd argue we're tougher than them because we don't get any takes.
This is it.
Do it all live. And I think that's one glad thing that I was on Gladiators for, so people can see. People who don't follow me on social media or don't know me personally, I'm not the biggest. I've been told to do it. I'm getting better at it, but I don't often promote all the ultra marathons I've done or any crazy 24-hour runs I've done or all these mad three a days in the gym that I'm doing, ridiculous gym sessions. That's because I love it, but at the same time, I don't think people see that side of me, so they think I'm just out there bouncing around being a pro wrestler, but you put the work in behind closed doors, so it's... I'm glad people have actually seen me now on Gladiators going toe-to-toe with Giant, winning the biggest bodybuilders in the world. And, you know, I held my ground, so it just shows like...
You did, yeah. Well done to you.
I've put the work in, and I'm glad people are able to see it now, and they've seen it out of the context of pro wrestling, so they can see us pro wrestlers. There's a good bunch of us who, you know, we could hold our own.
Because you're a part of the roster of Sovereign Pro Wrestling, aren't you?
Sovereign, I've just recently, I think I just debuted for them. Yesterday. Oh, I took 2 minutes to the head there.
last Sunday, that was like,
Yeah, Sovereign Nation Wrestling, independent pro wrestler, so I wrestle here, there and everywhere.
Yeah.
Mainly at True Grit. I had a quick cup of coffee at ICW. If they're listening, they're welcome to. I'm happy to come up again. I've wrestled here, there. I'm hoping now, a bit more publicity now, I can branch out, get myself to North America. I'd love to wrestle in Europe, Asia. I've got friends wrestling in all these countries, and I'm just not broke through. I don't know if it's... I'm just not good at marketing myself. I've not got friends in the right places, but here I am. Everyone's seeing me now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know a few promoters anyway, so if you want me to put your name around, I'll feel free to ask, and I'll glad to do it for you, mate. You know?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Like, I'd love to. Like, my reputation speaks for itself. I'm happy to pass on anyone I've wrestled previously or anyone I've trained under, which... some of the biggest names in British wrestling, I'm sure they'll vouch for me. So, yes. As you know, it's It's just once a certain company's got their set of wrestlers.
This is it, yeah.
Unless you're 7'5" and you're a world beater.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I wasn't blessed with that height. I've just got dreadlocks and agility.
So what does the future hold for you, Wesley? What does the future actually hold for you? Like, you know, I mean, we know we've got the final coming up like tonight, for instance, like, you know, because this goes out on a Saturday, so we know we've got the final coming up tonight. Yeah. Other than that, what have you got coming up for yourself?
For me, I'm just enjoying it, everything that comes my way. I've got some interesting bookings coming my way that I need to sit down and go through all my diary, get all that locked in. Obviously, we talked briefly about going out to Uganda to do some wrestling. Mm-hmm. I need to look at my calendar with that, because someone reached out about a potential documentary getting put together for that. Wow. So that could be exciting. For me, I want to get myself back up to full fitness. Really, this year, 2024, I've started off with a bang. Quarterfinals, semifinals, finals, pro wrestling, longest ever True Grit heavyweight champion that recently just ended. Like, I'm at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm riding this wave until the wheels fall off. I was close to thinking, should I pack it all in? Just because I've got so many things I want to do. There's running challenges I want to do. There's some feats of strength I want to go for. Like, I wish I had five of me, because there's so many things I want to do. but I think I've decided I'm going to get this final out of the way, put all my effort into that, and then I'm just going to try and get my name out there on the wrestling scene, and who knows?
Yeah.
Wrestle Kofi Kingston, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. That'd be good. I'd love to see that, I must admit. Well, thank you for joining me on the show. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for inviting me out, yeah.
Hey, listen, anytime you want to come on the show, just put me a line and I'll get it sorted for you, mate.
Oh, yeah. I definitely will. I've got a bit of a press tour this week. You'll be mm-hmm. seeing me here, there and everywhere, you'll see. But I'll definitely like to loop back and just get everyone posted with how things are going.
Okay, well, thanks a lot very much. Thank you very much for your time, Wesley. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wesley Encerico.
Thank you. Take care.